Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano program. Bill in Langhorne is the winner. Nicely played, Billy, going off to Pizzadelphia. Well, I've had him at Speaker Series, certainly over the years, many, many times on the air. But when I saw him at the Tuskegee event, it's the first real speech of that in that type of arena. I saw Alan West. It was electric. And every Memorial Day, we go to him because I know he's very busy to talk about this day and other stuff that's piled up, including one where the president might be pardoning some military guys over this weekend or even today. Let's go to Colonel Alan West on Talk Radio 1210. Colonel, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
It's always a pleasure, Dom. How are you?
Very, very well, Colonel. So thought you might have, I'm looking at some of the headlines, some of the tabloid-like headlines, Trump demeaning the military by pardoning today. If he does that, which indications are he might, what's your sense of some of these cases?
Well, I will tell you that the people that are writing those abjectly disparaging headlines should really just shut up, because I don't recall them saying those things when Bo Bergdahl was set free, or I don't recall them saying anything about Bradley Manning, who divulged close to 700,000 pieces of classified information in a combat zone, and now he is free because he wanted to be a she. So I find that anything that this president does that is truly seen in the proper light by those of us that have served in the military, he's doing the right thing. And he should not worry about what the naysayers have to say, because as Susan Rice once said, that Bo Bergdahl served with honor and distinction. He was everything but.
Yeah, absolutely right. That is a great context to place all this in. What are your thoughts on Memorial Day this year?
Well, the most important thing, Dom, is I tell people, instead of saying Happy Memorial Day, they should say Honor Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
To remember the people that made the last full measure of devotion so that we can be here in this great land of liberty, freedom, and a representative democracy. And, you know, I think that too often, Memorial Day has become the opening of swimming pools and taking kids to the baseball game to get overpriced hot dogs or barbecues or the furniture sales. I challenge people to take their children and grandchildren to the nearest, the closest national cemetery and let them walk through the gardens of stone and see those men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice for this country.
In fact, there's a great new book out, too. I'm not sure if you've seen it yet. Tom Cotton, who served a soldier's tour at Arlington National Cemetery, brings that all home.
Yeah, it does. And one of the great honors, of course, I was too short. I mean, there was a height requirement to be in the old guard. I think it starts at 5'10", 5'11", and I'm just 5'9". But, you know, that should be a packed house at Arlington National Cemetery, to walk there and see all those incredible men and women who have laid down their lives. And I have to tell you, it is very honoring of our family. My father-in-law, my wife Angela's dad, is buried there in Arlington National Cemetery. That's his final duty station. So it's a special day in the West family. And then also my own father and mother are buried at Marietta National Cemetery. So anyone that's going through Marietta National Cemetery, please stop and make sure you can play homage to my dad, Herman West Sr.
Absolutely. Your book is on my mind again today because Prager University, I'm surprised they've never had you do anything, it would be spectacular, played this woman, Gloria Alvarez, beseeching these people coming from foreign countries and asking them, why is it Guatemala, Nicaragua, and all you're fleeing? It's because of government intrusion, authoritarian government, big government, government in our lives. Don't bring those values here, wanting that, if you make it to the United States. I say the same thing on a smaller level about the suburbs here. You say it about the great state of Texas, which if that goes literally, I thought about it more after hearing you speak. If Texas ever goes fairly routinely for Democrats, that's the end of America as we know it. It really is.
No, you're right. And I think a lot of people don't understand is the left does not want Texas because of its economic opportunity and prosperity and the principles and values that it stands for. The left wants Texas for 38 electoral votes. It's second only to California. Because on November 2020, if a progressive socialist wins California, Texas, it's over for the United States of America. And that is their playbook. They are looking at the major urban population centers and how do they expand into the suburbs thereof, and it just becomes a numbers game. And you are well experienced in that in Philadelphia and the suburbs.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's holding. I don't see your buddy Bob, as you call Beto. I don't see him being on the ticket this time, but I for a while thought that was their play to try to get Texas.
Well, I don't count him out because I think that he cannot be the top of a ticket.
Right.
But there is no doubt if you had Kamala Harris and Robert Francis O'Rourke on a ticket, you put California and Texas squarely in play. And that could be very damaging on election night. And so that's where there's a big fight here. We got to turn back the onslaught of this progressivism that is happening here in Texas.
Now, people know that you served in Congress until they really targeted you. But your thoughts on what's going on here with President Trump? I think this is the masterstroke he's been holding back with the FISA documents. People want to really get to the bottom of this, and Barr's the guy to do it. But we're back to 25th Amendment talk on the other side.
You know, it's funny, Dom, when you hear Nancy Pelosi talking about the president needs an intervention. Well, I think that there needs to be an exorcism that is given to some of these freshman Democrats.
Good luck.
I mean, you just heard, Representative Lauren Underwood from Illinois,
yes,
saying that our Border Patrol are killing, kids. We know Representative Omar, Ocasio-Cortez, Presley, Tlaib. I think that Nancy Pelosi needs to have an intervention and a priest come in and do some cleansing for her pocket and stop worrying about the president.
Absolutely. Where do we find things, Colonel Allen West, all things West?
Sir, theoldschoolpatriot.com, and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
I read the book, and I go back, and I get more nuggets there every time. Thank you for doing that. We're on the same wavelength as always, and thank you for your service and your family service, second to none.
Thank you, Dom, and honor Memorial Day. God bless.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.